of terrestrial dirt contains more organized information than the surface of all the other known planets.
Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
From his celebrated album, Talking Book, that is Stevie Wonder and Superstition. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. A big shout-out to our partnered stations, our sponsors, and, of course, you, the listeners. I hope that you're enjoying the show. 50 songs that turn 50 this year. And Superstition is one of those songs. Stevie Wonder talks about it. And he wrote this song because he's actually not superstitious. In the lyric, he says, "When you believe in things you don't understand, then you suffer." He doesn't believe in the number 13 and, you know, walking under ladders and broken glass, that kind of thing. And I sort of stand with him on that one. At least I think I do. Coming up on the show, Gordon Lightfoot and a song from 1972, "You Are What I Am." Gordon is a lovely, lovely gentleman. I've done the tribute to him a couple of times. It was always put on by Jory Nash and usually was at Hugh's Room in Toronto. And Gordon would sit in the audience and check out the performances. Like I said, he is salt of the earth, and I only wish the best for the Aurelia-born singer-songwriter. And legend, that is. Lawrence Martin, someone who should have been a legend, and appears again on the North Native North America Volume 1, has a song on the show called "I Got My Music." He is a musician born in Moose Factory, Ontario, and although he is an entertainer, he is also a politician and became the first Aboriginal mayor in his municipality. He uses music as one of the ways to get supporters, which I think if I was a politician, I would probably do that too. And before that, we will listen to Reeling in the Years, Steely Dan. Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin recently mentioned just how much he loves the solo in the song, the guitar solo, that is. It's one of his favorites, is what he said. Before that, let's get things going here with a song called "I Shouldn't Have Did What I Done." Raised along the banks of the Skeena and the Nas River in British Columbia, the Chieftones met each other at a residential school in Edmonton, Alberta. For your listening pleasure here on The Jukebox, the Chieftones.
time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Thank you. stuff. You got the combination, gal, to get me right back up. 'Cause you are what I am. I'm loving you forever if I can.
Shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is music from Curtis Mayfield and his third studio album, which was the soundtrack to the movie Superfly. Obviously, the title of the song is the same, as you probably already know. Curtis Mayfield is certainly one of those characters in musical history who influenced so many people, including Bob Marley, who wrote One Love after an encounter with Curtis Mayfield. Leland Bell comes up on the show with a song called Messenger, and this particular artist is from Manitoulin Island and appears on Native North America Volume 1. Obviously a record that you've got to get after hearing this show. Dobie Gray with Drift Away. Yep, you know that one. It was a big, big hit, peaking at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1973. A song that would earn Dobie Gray a nomination for a Grammy. Speaking of Bob Marley, he's up on the show with Get Up, Stand Up. This song also is a tune written by Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailer. Obviously, Tosh leads the charge on the second verse on this particular song, and you can tell it's obviously not Marley's voice. Tosh just had a tougher, more aggressive approach to his vocal. That's all I'm saying. Both are pretty amazing artists, obviously. They are legends. Willie Mitchell's up on the show, and Willie Mitchell toured most of the 70s with his Desert River Band while playing an active role in his community as well. He is also one of the co-organizers of the 1980 Sweetgrass Festival in Quebec. Here is Birch Bark Letter by Willie Mitchell on the jukebox.
I wrote her a letter from the bark of a tree. I was telling her that I would soon be there. As the fire was lifting, my mind started drifting, drifting like the smoke curled in the air. The teepee flaps were open, and the sand was all alive, and the smoke made everything look old. I've seen her in the fire, and I've seen her in the earth. Everything she touches turns to gold. I could see her in the water, I could see her in the clouds, singing like a bird who lost a friend. I have prayed to the spirit, and I thanked him for our love. I thanked him for the love that never ends.
Across and touch you, hold you like we've never been apart.